When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said. Done.
Anna.
Yes.
You put this in a prep page.
Sure
and,
did.
Oh, God damn it.
Aren't you already just wound up by looking at this photograph here?
When you showed it to me, I almost jumped up and David Lee Roth kicked the ceiling. But I wasn't physically able to. But what they did to bagels, and this isn't cute, man. You don't do this. Why would somebody do this to bagels?
This is highly offensive.
What we're talking about, and we'll post this picture on the Johnny B Show Facebook page, facebook.com/TheJohnnyBShow. They thought it'd be cool to slice bagels the wrong way, like bread.
Yeah.
Why? Give me a reason. Because you want to share, make a finger food out of it?
Maybe so you could have a little bit of each bagel.
Hell no.
Instead of ripping off the bagel, you know what I mean?
No, man.
I got to tell you, I didn't really find this revolting. I kind of like the idea because you could have a little bit of each bagel.
No.
Get some schmear on there.
Hell no. You eat, at the very least, you commit to half a bagel. You don't have to eat on both sides if you're trying to like cut down or whatever.
Yeah, but you can only have then what? At max, two halves? And that's a whole? You only get two flavors
but then,
that way.
Also, looking at this, at first it really annoyed me, but thinking about how people just pick off and like touch with their hands and rip it apart, the fact that it's already separated so you can just kind of pull it out, maybe it helps with the germ situation. But although this is somewhat annoying, I find other food crimes against food much, much worse.
Like what?
That's a big one too, is when people just rip off a piece, that bagel's in the trash
done.
Now. Nobody else is going to be like, I guess I'll eat this one.
Okay, the imagery was upsetting, but now that we explain it.
Right.
I'd rather people not finger my food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Or anything else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
I'll tell you the worst one. You're trying to cut a round cake or a round pie, and you're not even cutting it into the center. You just cut off like an angle on the side, just a piece off the side, not even trying to go through the diameter of the pie.
Yeah.
You should burn in hell forever.
Yeah.
We have a
hypotenuse cake cutter. A-hole.
In the Bone chat room, on the Bone TV chat room, we have a...
You're in the chat room?
I usually have Bone TV.
I haven't been in the chat room in forever.
It's well, since they changed the website, it's completely new and it looks pretty cool.
Does it have a troll filter?
I don't know. That's
how many people have talked about Monica since our show started?
None, actually.
What? It is brand new.
Yeah, there's only a couple of people in the chat room right now, but Wearwoman 2218...
I love her.
...says, crime against food would be ketchup on steak.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll fight you. I'll punch you in the face. If I'm in a steakhouse and I see you even, if I see a ketchup on your table, you better be eating a burger. You better be like, you know what?
French fries.
I don't even think you should use A1 on steak or steak sauce on steak.
No, because if you're having a good steak, it doesn't need sauce. Well,
what if it's not good? Or what if it can be better with steak sauce or a little bit of ketchup?
If it's a bad steak,
if you're at Denny's,
then fine.
If you're at Denny's, cover that bitch up with whatever you want.
Fine.
I don't care. Drown it in tartar sauce. I don't care. It's a Denny's steak. But if you're at Roots Chris, bet not put no ketchup on your steak.
I got one now. Since we're on the topic of ketchup, I hate when people put ketchup on their fries.
Why?
Instead
of
dipping
the
fries.
Soggy. Soggy.
Fries are meant to be dipped, man.
But that's their fries, man. What? Maybe they want them soggy.
Well, maybe somebody wants steak sauce on their steak.
Shut your goddamn mouth!
I'm just saying.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah. It's a good point, Ryan. Or eating fries with a fork.
What about wieners?
Yeah. Look, man.
Wieners. And mustard. Is that a Chicago thing?
No, you're supposed to put mustard on it.
No, but like where they get upset, like if you try to put ketchup on it.
Yeah, they're Chicago.
Is that a Chicago thing?
Yeah, they could suck it.
Why are they so elitist about their wieners?
Yeah, dude, look, when it comes to wieners, I will put a wiener in my mouth in any way I want to with anything on it.
With or without chewing.
It doesn't even matter.
That's what I mean.
Chicago dogs are superior.
Whatever.
I think we can all agree on that.
I disagree. I was at Portillo's in Brandon.
Yeah, that's good
And everybody's
stuff.
All like, these best hot dogs ever over here, Chicago dogs over here. And I got one. I go, what's the best Chicago dog? And they're like, oh, well, don't worry, we got it. And they had some weird name, the Chicago Ditka Dog or something, right?
Whoa.
And they give it to me.
Dog?
Ditka. Ditka.
Ditka. Ditka. He said Ditka.
Like Mike Ditka. That's what I said. The football coach.
The Ditka Dog.
You just made that up, so.
No, I was, look, Mike Ditka is a very famous Chicagoan. And I wasn't going to shove that Ditka dog in my mouth.
In that Kareem Hunt. Right, we get it.
You're damn right.
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Too much Jacquees Rogers afterwards.
Exactly.
I need a Jared Goff right now. I'll be right back. And turned on.
And a clip of the day. Anyway, so, Lord Jesus.
I am sports!
Anyway, so, yeah, so I got this thing, and it had, like, two sport peppers on it and a quarter slice of tomato. And I was like, and it was like a 7-Eleven hot dog, man.
No.
It was
get all right. Out of here.
It was all right, bro.
That's insane.
This hot dog was $8.
I tell you what, though. 7-Eleven dog with some nacho cheese on it.
Uh-oh, dude. Not no botulism cheese. I'm not putting that on my stuff.
No shot.
Hell to the nah, bro.
Oh, man. I haven't had one in a long time, but that used to be my jam.
Nah, man. When I want to jam a wiener in my mouth, I want to make sure it's a good one. I like the wieners at racetrack. They're like two for two, 22.
Two wieners, one in each hand?
I like to
you
put
double
one
fist them?
I like to put one in each hand, and I like to act like I'm skiing with them, right? Just to freak people out in the store. Like, look at me, I'm skiing with hot dogs,
what's your technique, by the way, when you eat a good wiener? What's your technique?
I like to put as much of it in my mouth as possible. Like, I like
does some ever get in your eye?
No. I'm good.
Can you swallow it whole without chewing?
You know.
That's talent,
it depends,
let me tell
you. It depends
with
on
the bun?
It depends on what kind of mood I'm in and what kind of wiener we're
talking
about.
I've been practicing
about,
for a long time, and I still can't do it. I have.
Gag reflex, dude. You got to work on it. It's a skill that you have to develop. Nobody's born with it.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of business, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our MBA degree program is 100% online, with emphases in business analytics and finance to help you reach your goals. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.